I saw this thing one time where Justin Timberlake was, I love when they do riffs or something where it doesn't really belong.
Uh-huh.
Justin Timberlake sang the national anthem somewhere and he added a yeah.
No.
I swear to God.
No.
All right, I got to find it. Welcome the people to the episode and I'll find it.
Oh my God. Welcome to Dresp.
Oh, I forgot welcome what it was
to called. Dresp. Welcome to Dress Sound Day, boys and girls.
Do you like that song I just played?
I do like glory that song. The best part is the Gloria.
Yeah. Great church song. Have you ever sang it in church around Christmas?
No,
the Spirit.
I sing it in my home and in my car. And I greatly enjoy.
You didn't go to church part during Christmas and sing that song.
Do they always sing that? Do they always sing that at the church, the Christmas church? Christmas mass?
Have you seen a church, Leanna? Have you seen one of those tall buildings with a cross on the top? Or was the only time you ever been in one with me for our wedding? My God.
No, I would actually go
You're going right to hell.
I would go to Christmas mass.
Midnight mass?
No. Why would it have to be midnight mass?
You've never been to midnight?
I've been to midnight mass with you, but before you, I didn't go to midnight mass.
The only time you've seen a church at midnight was with me.
Yes.
Oh my God. What kind of life have you lived?
Why do I have to go at midnight? What's the difference?
It's just a vibe. It's a midnight mass. You know,
who wants to go to church at 12 o'clock at night? I barely want to go to church at any time, and now I got to go at 12 o'clock at night?
It's just, there's a vibe. It's like, oh my God, I'm in church.
I'm kidding. Forgive me, Father.
You're going to hell. It's fine. Listen, I can't listen. As my mother tells my dad, she's not going to vouch for him when he gets up there. He's like, you can't ride on my
you're not going to vouch for me?
You're not going to ride on my good grace.
You got to vouch for me.
I can't vouch for you, honey. I can't do it. I refuse to do it. Listen, you paid the price. And
I mean, I guess I get going at 12. You want to be there for the birth of him.
No.
I would go at like maybe 4, 5, 6 Christmas Eve.
4, 5, 6.
Whatever time it was, I would go, and then we would go to my aunt's and do the whole thing.
I don't know why, for some reason we did it like a couple of years. I'd fall asleep during church. I was little. My brother one time went to midnight mass, and the next day when I still believed in Santa Claus, he was like, I came home from midnight mass and the presents were already out. And I was like, oh my God, he was here when you were out. How does he do it? So
I mean, that makes sense. Santa, no, but then where were you?
I was sleeping. He went to bed. He was, you know, my brother, Brian is a lot older than me. Mm. I think he's in his 80s now.
Please welcome Memphis' own Justin Timberlake.
Well, first of all, this is the oldest looking video I've
ever. I know, what the hell?
What year was this filmed? Well, first of all, what's worse? I'm laughing that he said, yeah, or I've seen this several times.
That makes sense.
Why have I seen this?
People know that about you. Oh, my God.
Well, there he is. He's got to do his Justin's showing off thing. First of all, I don't even think he's that great of a singer.
This had to be when he first left the band, because this looks old.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This looks like it's filmed in what year? This was uploaded in 2010, but this is probably from 2000.
It's probably older.
This is possibly in NSYNC. He could pop. This might.
And they let him do it by himself.
He might be in. This is the No Strings Attached era. I mean, I know a little too much about this guy. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it. I was a huge fan. I'm not really anymore because I think he's kind of a prick. But, he didn't shave his head yet. This could be before Celebrity.
That's crazy.
Do I know too much?
That's messed up if they asked him and he didn't bring the rest of the band.
You know what? Speaking of NSYNC and the back and you know the times and the boy bands, I have something that's gonna blow your mind.
Let's hear it. Also, I just want to say,
yeah,
because we were talking about Christmas, now we're talking about Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. One of the best Christmas songs. One of the best Christmas songs. Your little niece knows that song. Your grandma, who's 90 years old, knows that song.
We've been waiting all year for this night.
I feel like if you have a hit song that is connected to Christmas, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Like everyone really knows your song and mm-hmm. they relate that song with Christmas.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, you know, Leanne.
That's what I'm saying. It lives on forever. And it's associated with the best holiday that there is.
That it's, you know, you ever hear a new Christmas song and just like, for some reason, because
it's like, what are we doing?
It makes you feel like, well, where are the chords? Like, what chords convey Christmas? But then you listen to any song, it needs a little bit of the sleigh bells.
Mm-hmm.
It needs like this sound. Don't ask why I have this.
I was wondering what that was.
Well, this is like a more, this is a stupid thing I got.
I was wondering what that was.
It's an egg. I don't know why it's an egg.
Also, I see that you're bringing up the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys, they never put out a Christmas album.
They did this year.
Yeah,
I know, guys. It's a little too late.
You missed the boat.
It's just a little too late.
They missed the boat. Why didn't they put... Someone steered them in the wrong direction and told them to not do a Christmas album when it could have been... They could have been on top of the world.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. They really dropped the ball on that. You know, Leanna?
Now? 2022? Guys, it's a little too late.
So...
What is this?
Well, hold on.
I want it that way.
I want to find one with the lyrics. I have something here that's going to blow your mind in two.
Okay.
You know the Backstreet Boys song, I Want It That Way?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it before?
I've heard of it before.
You are...
I've seen them perform it live.
So I learned a lot of things on TikTok. I could have a whole podcast of just things I learned on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
Maybe Backstreet Boys stands know this already, because you're clearly not one if you didn't know about this, and I don't think you did.
I didn't.
Max Martin, who is, if you don't know who Max Martin is, Google him. He's responsible for all the sounds you love of the 90s pop. I mean, Hit Me Baby One More Time, Tearing Up My Heart.
A lot of
He even still makes shit now.
Songs.
Katy Perry, Ariana Grande. Is it Ariana? Ariana Grande. You know, he's still making shit. He's one of the best producers of all time. So he writes, sometimes in music writing, the lyrics don't really make sense, but they're fun to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like I've noticed, hitting certain notes isn't as satisfying if it's like a E. So more it may sound a little better being like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, I can
so
see
like,
that.
It's gonna be May. Mm-hmm. Maybe different than it's gonna be me. Maybe that's why they did it. I don't know. But
well, no, they did it so that people could say it when the month of May.
Yeah, they were like in the studio, hey guys, Justin, sing it like this, because in 20 years there's gonna be something called a meme and we're gonna live
exactly,
off it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Apparently there's completely different lyrics to I Want It That Way recorded, because I think the song doesn't really make sense right now.
It doesn't?
I don't know. We're gonna find out, but I'm gonna try to get ones with the lyrics in it. Does this have the lyrics? No, this doesn't have the lyrics. I apologize. Where the fuck is the one with the lyrics? This one looks like it has them. Okay, here we go.
Backstreet Boys, Millennium.
No goodbyes.
Yeah. Iconic album cover.
So listen to this. Ready? I'm yours. Completely. Doesn't this sound strange?
So deeply my first.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
You're my first thought every day. Isn't this like you're in like a fever dream? My life is for you. And I adore you.
Adore you. I love you.
I love you? That's weird. It doesn't really roll off the tongue as much. Right? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this?
I don't hate it.
Well, the melody is one of the greatest melodies of all time. So, I mean, you could literally be like, cocky poo-poo, you know, and it's going to be pretty good. So.
It kind of works. I don't think it's that crazy.
It's really not that bad, right?
It's really not.
I'm yours completely.
See, it's the completely, I think, that's a little... I'm yours completely.
I mean, instead it goes with your, it's going to be me. It goes with that.
Completely.
That thing.
Completely. It's a little.
But.
What do you think? No?
I like it. I feel like it. I mean, nothing is going to take away from the OG.
Okay.
You know, you go to a bar, you go to a anywhere, you hear this, every single person in the crowd goes, you are all together. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. We can't take away from that.
Okay, so would it be the same if it was, I'm yours completely? Completely does not sound as good as, my fire. Right? Am I crazy there?
I don't know.
I think that my fire. I feel
like it could work.
Something about you are my fire. Oh, man. To me.
Maybe you're right.
I could just be saying this because this is already the reality.
Exactly.
I live in.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Loser, lowlife, hypocrite, scumbag, bitch.
I'm trying not to be that way. I'm trying to not.
I know.
I'm trying
right.
to have an open mind here.
You're right.
And I feel like it could work. I'm yours complete. I feel that the first two lines work.
I'm yours completely.
You're my first thought every day.
You're my first.
Not working so much.
Thought every day. Yeah, that's weird.
That's not working for me.
Also, I think there is something to lyrics that don't make sense. I think there's something to it. Are we human or are we dancer? Mm-hmm. They've asked Brandon, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, if you gotta ask, you don't know. So it's like, music needs to be-
Or if you don't have an answer, you don't know either.
Yeah, music needs to be up for a little bit of interpretation.
Yeah.
I want it that way. Because people, I've always been a little confused by these lyrics, to be honest with you, Lee.
You have?
So the thing, you are my fire, the one desire. First of all, I think that's way better than I'm yours completely. Right? Don't you think that's way better?
It's I guess it's a little more artistic.
Correct.
Than just saying I'm yours completely, which is
I love
something
you.
Something anyone could say.
Give me a little something.
Yeah.
You know, don't be
a
like
a little something to dissect.
Yeah, like Jay Leno once on Comedians in Cars said like we like how things are said, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, I forgot who said give me liberty or give me death. He could have said, I don't care if you fucking kill me, but he didn't say that. He said, give me liberty or give me death,
mm-hmm.
which is a better way to say it. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say, I want it that way. So is he saying, you're my fire, you're my desire, and I want it to stay that way?
Yes.
Okay. But we're two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. So here's what I don't really understand what that means. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say, is it when you say you want it that way?
She's saying, I want it that way.
A different way.
So he's saying, it should say when you say that,
you want
in quotes, I want it that way.
So she's saying, so it should say, I want it that way, dash her.
Basically,
like she said that.
She said that. He's saying, I want it that way. She's also saying, I want it that way.
Uh-huh.
But I think she wants it a different way.
Okay.
So it should be like he wants it that way. She wants it this way. To differentiate it a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They're two worlds apart.
Okay.
They're on two different pages. Okay.
Got it.
So they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, the math ain't mathin'.
The math wasn't mathin'. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess, sorry, I'd delete my trash. Otherwise, this podcast would have been deleted.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
I never want to hear. So he's in pain because she wants it a different way. And she's telling him, I want it that way.
Wouldn't it make more sense if we just switched up? You want it that way? I want it this way? I go that way, you go this way.
You say that you want it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. When
as a
you
songwriter,
say,
I wouldn't want you to do that either.
I mean, I think it's as clear as day.
Yeah.
When you say that I want it that way, she's saying I want it that way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just not working out for them.
The math wasn't mathin'.
The math wasn't mathin'.
Am I your fire, your one desire? Yes, but I know it's too late. But I want it that way. Yeah, you know, they're taking a lot of liberties with the phrase I want it that way, and they're making it mean a little bit, they're making it mean too many things in one song, but I see what they're saying. I see what they're saying.
I mean, they're not really saying what he means or she means by that.
Yeah.
I'm a big lyric person.
A lot of times people don't even understand what they're saying in the lyrics.
Yeah. Or you like listening to the song, you just sing the lyrics and you don't think about what the words are.
There's a lot of songs like that where you don't really realize what you're saying. You ever notice that like your drunk uncle from, you know, Long Island or Jersey loves, born in the USA, I was born. You know that song is like it's like your most patriotic fireman cop uncle loves that song. It's like, "It's America, baby, Bruce, woo!" But it's very much like a liberal take on like kind of bashing America.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't think anybody understands that. To go and kill the yellow man. I was basically saying like, I think it's like an anti-Vietnam song. Oh, maybe well, I'm wrong. Born in the USA lyrics. Let's find out what we got here. Let's see what you got for me, Bruce. Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I took was when it hit the ground. You end up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend your life just covering up. I was born in the USA. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand, sent me to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. Not really apple pies and rainbows. come back home to the refinery. Hiring man says, "Son, if it was up to me," went down to my VA man. He said, "Son, you don't understand. I had a brother, K-San, fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. He's all gone. Had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of him in her arms now."
It's basically about guys being like sent to war.
It's about
killing people.
Yeah, and kind of against their what they want to be doing. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I was born in the USA, so I have to do this.
Yeah, even though I might not agree with
it. And I think that a lot of people who love Bruce Springsteen think he's like being like, "I love him." I think it's like an ironic thing.
Well, yeah. Because they might like that. They might like that they.
He doesn't know
that they go to kill.
The people who love this song don't know the irony.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the people who watch The Sopranos. I've noticed there are two different Sopranos audience members. There's the Sopranos audience member that realizes what David Chase is doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing the horrible nature that is murder, stealing, racism.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guys who we know watching, like, "Yeah, Tony's the fucking man, bro." Mm-hmm. Who think that it's like,
it's cool,
glorifying him and being like, this is the way the world should be. You see how good it is back when, you know? And they have pictures of Tony Soprano in their basement as if you've never been to someone's house on Staten Island who has
a picture of James Gandolfini
as Tony Soprano.
No.
Okay.
Enough.
Okay, Hold on. Tony Soprano, it's usually like a collage they won down the seaside boardwalk. They, you know, their dad like threw a dart at a balloon, and it's a collage of Tony Soprano, Tony Montoya from Scarface, the Goodfellas. You've never seen one of those things?
No.
It comes with birth when you're born on Staten Island. Tony Soprano,
I've seen
mafia collage.
I've seen like a movie poster of like Goodfellas, and I not in anyone that I know personally's house.
You've never seen anything like this in someone's house.
No,
you are a liar.
I'm not a liar. I've never seen this.
it has John Gotti in it.
they
John Gotti's a murderer,
and he's a real person. Why are they mixing up movie characters with a real person?
The people who like, they don't know that it's a comp. First of all, James Gandolfini's in the picture twice. They don't get.
So is Joe Pesci.
They don't, and so is Al Pacino. I didn't realize that. They don't understand that this is it's a commentary on the horrible, like, negative connotations that the mafia have. The Italian Americans that we're talking about watch this and think, "Yeah, this is fucking good. This is how the world," like, they think that it's glorifying them, which maybe some people can make the argument that it is. I mean, the Goodfellas crew is fucking cool as shit. I love that movie. But the message is to not murder people.
Yeah.
The whole message of The Sopranos is how, like, this, it's has a take on male stereotypes and how you're supposed to just bury your feelings, not address anything, this masculinity. Tony feels, you know, so small by his mother. Mm-hmm. He goes to therapy for it. And like when he like flips out on the bouncer, remember he just punches him in his face because he can't. That's because he has pent up rage and he's taking out his insecurities on that guy to show his masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like such a good show and people don't, they watch it and like, yeah, man's got to do what a man's got to do. Like they don't, it completely misses them.
I mean, it all makes for great TV, great movies. I mean, everyone loves a good Italian mafia. Like those movies always do well.
Yeah. I mean, they're really great.
For real life, it's horrible.
I don't think you should like.
Terrible.
Yeah. But there are people out there. Like if you, we saw this in, I forgot what it was. It was some sort of.
What?
We watched something recently where they interviewed people. It was some sort of mafia documentary we watched recently. And the neighborhood people, like, it was better when they were here, saying, like, the Italians being, like, the mafia was better. It was, our neighborhood was better because, like, you know, they kept us safe. Or people were, like, cheering for John Gotti when he got.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I understand if he, like, you know, I don't know, you have your own biases of what you wish your neighborhood was like, and he was keeping it that way. But this is someone who definitely has murdered people before. He's stolen. He's a criminal. So, I don't know why they
Understand why anyone would like anything that the mafia does other than them being racist.
Like agreeing, keeping, I'm racist, they're racist.
Keeping certain ethnicities maybe out of their neighborhood. That's the only, because other than that, what do they do that people would like? They steal from people, they murder people. Would it?
No, there's like a
what do they, you know,
some Italian Americans from like Brooklyn and Queens and shit will say that you were more afraid of the consequences of the mafia and they kept you more in line. I'll give you a good example. My father loves to tell us this story of a church in Brooklyn. I think it was Regina Pace. I think it's a beautiful cathedral. I'm not sure. My friends and family watch this are going to be upset with me. I'm not sure. I think it's in Bensonhurst.
It's irrelevant what the church is.
But I should know. Anyway, because my mom like grew up there. Anyway, they made, the mafia pretty much was like running shit in that time in Brooklyn. I think maybe in the 50s or 60s when they built this beautiful cathedral. And someone stole, like there was, there was like diamonds or something or rubies or jewels in like the crown of either Jesus or Mary somewhere. And they were stolen from the church. Mm-hmm. And within an amount of time, they were given back to the church because mm-hmm. the mafia, like this is like a
because the mafia killed.
No,
the guy who whoever stole them, family
whoever,
members,
whoever stole them, who was another criminal, like, word spread that like if we don't get these back, you're in, like, and they probably killed whoever stole them, whoever would be crazy enough to kill from the mafia. But that's a story about how it was like someone stole from us and we got it back. Whereas maybe the police would let it slip through the cracks, or you know, I'm just trying to say of like I don't know. I'm just saying I'm a proud Italian American, and I've always I denounce the mafia in any way. I don't know why, like, people... I don't like that other Italian-Americans think it's, like, cool to be a murderer. I don't think that's cool. I think it's fucked up. I think they'll kidnap your daughter. You think? They will do horrible shit. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it's, like, cool to like the mafia. I've never really... I've always thought that, you know, Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas was funny, but he was a fucking scumbag. Yeah. I didn't want to, like, be this guy's friend. Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking of which... I wanted to, that the whole thing was because of the Born in the USA thing. Is their new album good? Their new, have you listened to their new Christmas song?
I haven't.
You know, Leanna, I don't know what to say. You tell me you're a Backstreet bitch.
I don't really think you are. I can't do it. Like, it's the boat has sailed. The ship has sailed. Let's see.
Oh, I guess it's also Pentatonix's Christmas album.
A very Backstreet Slate Christmas. Bells ring. Are you listening
in the lane? That's cute. Listening. A
beautiful sight. Give me something else. Give me something else.
We want, like, what's their Christmas song? These are all covers, you know? Oh, they did this. I mean, that's...
That's a great Christmas song. No one wants to hear a cover of that. That song is good on its own.
Oh, Holy Night they got? Same old Lang Syne. What does old Lang Syne mean? You ever heard of that?
You know? Huh? What?
This is what it's like being married to this woman.
Auld Lang Syne?
She's never heard. See, this is what. So then in like a month, Leanna would be like, "You, I know everything." I'm like, "Yeah, but you don't even know what like the normal shit. I do too." And then you never heard of Auld Lang Syne.
That looks like a different language. I don't know that. Auld Lang Syne. Who's that?
Wait, you really never heard of this?
Scottish folk music? You think I know Scottish folk music?
I'm going to start singing something for you. And you have to tell me if you've heard it before.
All right, go.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and the days of Auld Lang Syne?
Yes, I've heard this.
You never knew it was called Auld Lang Syne?
No.
You think people don't know that?
1,000%.
I don't know what the fuck it means.
What does that mean?
Auld Lang Syne.
I was going to say, should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Huh? Huh?
What kind That's of, not the same song?
What the fuck are you talking about,
Keep
lady?
Your eye on the grand old flag?
What kind of...
It's not the same thing?
Ku Klux Klan shit is that? What are you talking about?
It's not...
The grand old flag. That sounds like some... I don't know what the hell you're talking about, lady.
Put that in. Put Hold that on. In the Google. Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Hold on. Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne is a popular...
It sounds like a disease.
Is a popular, particularly in the English-speaking world. Traditionally, it is sung to bid farewell to the old year at the stroke of midnight. Damn. So there you go. What did you say? The Dixie Chicks flag? What did you say?
Keep your eye on the grand old flag?
Keep your eye... On the grand old flag. This must be some public school shit. I never heard of this. Oh, it's like Yankee Doodle?
No.
This says that any tune like Yankee Doodle.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's see. This is for kids. Let's see what we got here.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high flag. I know this. This is different.
You know this one?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know this song.
You don't know this song?
No.
The home of the free and the brave.
Wow.
Every heart beats blue for okay. the red. Every heart beats something for the red, white, and blue.
I've never heard
I
that
song.
I
guess maybe it's a public school thing.
Public school.
Public school.
We learned.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Public school is very... Well, public school used to be very patriotic. We used to sing a lot of songs about the flags and stuff.
No more.
Now they burn the flags in the middle of class.
You know what's funny about that is I don't know if this is too political. Who gives a fuck? But like, it's weird to me to like target God in these schools because it's not just Christians who believe in God. You know, like public schools.
Yeah, true.
Muslims,
everyone,
Jewish people, mm-hmm. Mexican people are Many extremely different. Devout. Like, it's very weird to me to act like you're only hurting like the frat boys by taking God off the money. It's like most minorities are extremely devout in their beliefs. So that's mm-hmm. kind of weird to me.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
What do you think I was going to say?
Why the flag has become political. Like it's That's only sad. For one side.
That is weird. Yeah, I thought that too. If you drive down a street, you see an American flag, you think this person is a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking sad. That's a sad thing, is it not? The flag used to be both of ours.
Yes.
But now it.
Well, because the left side doesn't agree with America and what America.
But shouldn't they love the flag in spite of that? It's like I'm not giving you the flag. This is my flag too. Like. I don't think you need your own flag.
Point.
It's like that tears us apart.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Together, divided, we fall. Blank.
Together, we stand.
Divided, we fall. So it's like if I was a trans woman who hated Donald Trump and I hated conservatives, I would be proud. Like, and I would put the flag in the racist's face to be like, "You like this? This is mine too."
That would be good.
Wouldn't that make more sense than be like, "You can have it"? Because then he's like, "Yeah, this is my flag." And it's like, "You're right, it is your flag. No, don't let him have it. This is also your flag."
Yeah. I mean, you understand where they're coming from, though. It's like, I don't agree with anything this country does. They don't, this country doesn't stand for me, right? So I get where they're coming from, but that is good. It's always good to do that. Like, rub it in their face.
But it's also an ironic.
I'm gonna use it too.
It's extremely ironic to say this country is oppressive while you're stomping on the flag of the country that gives you the freedom to be this angry. That's always how I felt. It's like, that's very ironic. Like, you can burn the, I think in other countries, they'll fucking decapitate you if you burn their flag.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're like, let's burn it all.
Stone you to death, yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about. These, I wish, I need to get a little like thing that's the opinions expressed on Dress Down Day. I mean, instead I have.
Life sucks and then you die.
Ain't that
That's how
truth?
I feel about it, Vince. By the way, I got a whole new, what were you gonna say? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, life sucks and then you die. That made me think of like, I've been struggling a little bit lately. Is it okay if we switch topics for a sec?
Of course, go ahead, honey.
With my appearance since the wedding, I have just-
What else is new?
I have just let myself go. And I put on a little weight. But you know what? It's like life sucks and then you die. Mm. I'm going to eat broccoli, life but I'm going to die anyway. So why not have the soda? Die. Why not have the apple pie?
Well, what I want to clear the air really quick. If anybody listening to this thinks that was mean, what I just said to you. I just
What'd
meant,
you say?
I said, what else is new? But that's because no matter how good
that's true.
No matter how good you look, there's always a problem in your mind.
I still hate how I look.
Leanna and I, when we were looking really good, we were doing P90X religiously. She would be like, I still don't like the way I look. And then 3 months later, she'd look at a picture of when she would say, I don't like the way I look, but I look so good then. And I'm like, yes. Oh, this is a serious mental illness. So no matter what, you always hate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to embrace a body positivity mindset to be like, I'm gorgeous no matter what.
Yeah.
So you are beautiful.
Thank you. I wasn't looking for any of that. I just, I get sad because like yesterday I put on a pair of jeans that I haven't put on in a minute. Wow.
Hold on a minute, honey. I gotta be the devil's advocate. Jeans?
Jeans?
Let me tell you something. I have put on a pair of jeans and thought, you know, I gotta reevaluate things. But were they out of the dryer?
Well,
jeans shrink when you wash them. They really do.
Absolutely.
The more you wear jeans, the looser they feel.
Absolutely. When you put on jeans, and after you wash, they're definitely always a little tight.
Uh-huh.
But this was like, was tight like no other. Oh. I mean, the sides of the jeans were.
I'm sure you're dramatic.
They were on two totally opposite sides. Like I had to like.
You're dramatic.
Really suck in.
Well, first of all.
To close them.
Folks, I guarantee it wasn't that bad. Have you ever seen?
I'm telling you, it was bad.
We watched, Dazed and Confused together years ago. You probably don't even remember it. But yeah. There's a scene where they're getting ready. It's all about the 70s, where one of the girls is using pliers to zip another girl's jeans.
Uh huh. It was like that.
So basically, it's like women like to wear jeans that have it's even
tight
even
clothes.
Skinny girls. They want to get even like tighter. So
yeah,
like
to suck you in.
To suck you in or whatever, but like you're just in. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not trying to put you down. I wish that. I don't think that you starving yourself or getting skinny or any of that is even the answer. The answer is you speaking to a trained professional, explaining where this trauma comes from, where this body dysmorphia comes from,
mm-hmm.
And that way, when you have a chip, you don't feel like you're going to go to hell. Because that's kind of where you're at. I mean, honestly, I drag you down. I'm probably the worst influence
Oh
in the
my
world.
God, the worst
talk about
influence.
Talk about influences. I am literally two devils on your shoulder being like, have the taco.
Absolutely.
Let's have the taco.
You really are. But I just-
Are you happy or not? You're happy with me or you're not?
I'm happy. I mean, you could tell. You could tell how happy I am, can't you?
God, you're so fucking dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. I'm telling you, the jeans didn't lie. That's all I'm saying. Jeans-
Men lie, women lie. Jeans don't.
Jeans tell the truth.
Yep.
And the truth hurts. I'm not really- I'm not always
that,
loving the truth.
Did you hear that somewhere? Jeans tell the truth?
No.
That's a
what do you mean? I just said it.
That's like a funny, that's funny. I don't know.
Jeans tell the truth.
That
they
sounds
do.
Sounds like, that's really good.
It's like, is it
hey,
like
listen.
Good? It's like artsy?
You, hey, listen, honey. That's something like an old black woman would say to you.
What?
Like at the store. And they don't fit, but walk by, jeans tell the truth, honey. And you're like, damn, she fucking cut me deep.
They really do. They really do. And the truth hurts. The truth hurts, oh, doesn't it?
Oh, man. God.
Anyway, sorry. I just had to let that out.
No, I think it's a good topic because we all feel this way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want anybody listen to this.
And with the holidays?
I'm still carrying a little holiday weight right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just, exercise is really good. I was thinking the other day, we got coffee out, and I said, and Leanna and I, obviously, we're very lucky. We're still very thin people, but, you know, I think I'm definitely going to enjoy the holidays, and afterwards, I'm going to get crazy again. I think
we should.
I'm going to not have soda. I'm going to just, like, go really, really strict again. But we're just having fun, you know. We're a newly married couple. It's the holidays. I just discovered I like apple pie.
Yeah.
So
we're letting loose over here.
My point is, like, we went out the other day, and because I have mental illness, and whatever you watch on TikTok, they give you more of. So I've been seeing. Obviously, I want to get. We should get that subscription to this cold plunge place here. Mm-hmm. I want to do that and the sauna. It's mm-hmm. really good for you, right? I'm thinking all these great things and. What's better for you and for your mental health. And then we were driving somewhere and I was like, I think I'm happier not working out.
Yeah.
Going to Torchy's Tacos, you know, and just it, mm-hmm. washing it down with a fountain Coke. I'm yeah. like, I don't know if there's another reason to live, but we'll see.
Ain't that the truth though?
Yeah.
If you're not doing that.
I think it's about balance. Like I said before, I don't think people who, like, I haven't had a carb since 2004. I don't know if that they are truly living fully.
Exactly. That's not living.
Yeah. But it's definitely, you definitely shouldn't be having as much as we have lately.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for damn sure. You know, that's.
We jumped off the deep end, but it's all right. We'll get back.
I mean, you know, when you're sitting there and you're waiting for your food to be given to you at a drive-thru, I mean.
It was better than sex.
Okay, really quickly. I just want to talk about Vince McMahon for a moment. Because mm-hmm. I could have an entire soundboard of Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. I often play things for you.
Yes.
He's the funniest person maybe ever of all time. Mm-hmm. So I just had, I mean, I was 8 years old watching wrestling and he was saying things like this.
It was better than sex.
To and children. Children were watching.
That was when he fired someone, right?
How did it feel when you fired Stone Cold this morning? He said that real soul searching. And when you look yourself, you know, when you look yourself in the mirror and you know what it felt like to me?
It was better than sex.
When he fired Stone Cold, our favorite wrestler. So a child watching this, mm-hmm. the guy being like, I fired your favorite wrestler and it made me come. I fired your favorite wrestler.
I'm going to come.
So
He's crazy.
I hope that one day he gets his due credit. I know people are going to get mad because he basically gave women hush money. Or I guess sexually inappropriate. I just... You can't take away the laughs I've had of this man over the years. I mean,
well, it's like Donald Trump. It's like the stuff the guy said was out of control and hilarious, funny, made for good material.
First, speaking of which, it came on my fucking thing last night. You ever heard the way he says Puerto Rico? Whether you like him or not, he's fucking.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Why did he say it like that?
Puerto Rico.
Why did he say it like that? It's first of all, this is after they had like a horrible
hurricane.
Or maybe not. This is
or earthquake. I think that'd be an earthquake.
Oh no, this
right?
says during Hispanic Heritage event. Oh, so I thought this was right after. This is how fake news gets spread. Because I almost started talking shit, saying like this is after the disaster. Maybe it was, but
you know what it seems like. It Puerto seems like Rico. Someone. Reprimanded him for saying it wrong, and now he's like trying to like rub it in
yes,
their
like
face.
A child.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But wait, look at how Melania shoots her eyes at him the second time.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico.
Watch.
We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
She's a robot.
Puerto Rico.
Wait.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
Yeah, she's
okay.
She
hates him. Number one, she definitely hates him. Number two, she's a robot.
Okay,
I'm convinced she's a robot.
She is. You know what's sad about her is anytime you say anything mean publicly about a woman, especially a famous person, mm-hmm. you are dragged through the mud. Mm-hmm. But the media and celebrities, they can be as mean as they want to her. But because she's a Republican, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to say whatever you want about this woman. You can get away with it. She's a robot. She's evil. She's this. She's that.
She doesn't speak about anything, though, does she?
I mean, she sounds like Ivan Drago. Have you heard her speak?
I've never seen.
It is great to be here at the White House.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama was like a big. She was a huge part of.
First lady usually is. Yeah. George Bush. You know what was?
Laura Bush.
Yeah, Laura. I was gonna say Martha Bush.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you never see videos of her speaking.
I don't
on
think she
anything.
Speaks English.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Let's like, I feel like she's see. Just, she's like a robot. You never hear her say anything.
Her name's Ivanka?
She moves.
Is her name Ivanka? Or is
as
that,
if she has a motor.
The daughter? That's the daughter. What's her
Melania,
name?
Melania.
Oh, Melania. Duh. What's Joe Biden's wife's name?
Something with a J.
Jill.
Yeah.
Jill. Melania Trump, let's see, interview or speech would be good.
Slovenian.
This is how fucking stupid I am. I keep calling her.
She's gorgeous, though.
Yeah. I mean, when you got money, boy, you know, what are you going to do?
She's the best looking first lady we've ever seen. That's for sure.
Thank you, Nature Made, for seeing that life
how
is
How old is
a
she?
Chaotic.
She's got to be much younger.
They're creating new targeted.
Younger than him, of course.
It seems like just yesterday that we were at our first convention where my husband accepted the Republican nomination and then became our 43rd president of the United States.
You know, this is sad. I don't know.
Her accent's not that bad, though.
I'm just fucking around. I don't know. You know, I just hate a bunch of politics suck. I don't want anybody thinking that we're down the middle people, okay?
Yeah.
We're down the middle. There's some things that we're conservative about, there's some things we're liberal about. And I just hate how much everyone's a fucking hypocrite. Because, like I said, the liberals are hypocrites because they will bully as much as they fucking want, as long as you disagree with them. And the conservatives will say, get these foreigners out of our country. And then they love this woman who's a foreigner.
Good point. Good point.
You know what? They're both fucking hypocrites.
Everyone's a hypocrite.
Everyone's a fucking hypocrite.
We know this.
So that's why I refuse to take a side. Okay? I will always be down the middle.
I denounce politics.
Mm. You know, I'm not going to be someone who bashes one side because I don't know how you can be one-sided in life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we get divorced, big deal, right?
You know who should run for president?
Prince.
Vince McMahon.
Oh man, no! I would vote for Vince McMahon to be president, but
This country would be.
He's very patriotic.
It would be chaos.
It would be steel cage matches to see who wins representative speaker of the house.
Oh my god!
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I'm on tour. I'm announcing 2023 dates soon.
Just go on the website. There's plenty there already.
I'm coming to Toronto, Canada. That's been something I've been saying for a long time. Minneapolis, Minnesota. New places, never been. San Francisco. So there you go, Leanna. That's it.
All right. See you guys next week.
All right, guys. Love yous.
Love you.